It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Leading Indigenous health organisations say action is urgently needed amid another increase in suicide rates among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed the highest number of Indigenous suicide deaths on record. The figures show an 8% increase in the last year, with 4 in 5 suicide deaths being Indigenous men. For non-Indigenous people, there was a slight decrease. First Nations health organisations are calling on federal and state governments to urgently invest in community-led solutions.
I would like to see government listening to communities about what they need in order to reduce suicide within their communities and what works best for the community because, every community is different. It's not homogenous, the support across Australia.
And if you or someone you know needs help, you can call 13 Yarn. It's a 24-hour helpline run by mob for mob. That's 13 92 76. A Category 1 cyclone has formed off the top end coast of the Northern Territory and is expected to intensify to a Category 2 before making landfall in the coming days. The Bureau of Meteorology's latest tracking map shows Tropical Cyclone Fina making landfall off the coast of West Arnhem Land on Friday before heading towards the Tiwi Islands. Officials have warned it could bring destructive winds for communities in the region and are urging residents to be prepared.
At this stage, there is no plans to evacuate anybody at this stage, but that's a decision that will be made by the incident controller in consultation with a whole range of organisations, a whole range of people, and directly with the local communities in an assessment of the risk.
A partnership between a First Nations aerospace consultancy and a leading aviation provider is creating new jobs and career pathways for First Nations people. The contract will see Indigenous employees staff South Australia's new Emergency Aerial Operations Centre, which is due to open next year.
An initiative creating employment opportunities for First Nations people in the aviation industry.
And this is about breaking those barriers and creating a clear pathway for Aboriginal Australians to get into aviation. We know once you have your foot in the door that you have a long career and pathway ahead of you into good paid, secure work.
Gungunji Aerospace is an Indigenous-owned consultancy. This company will provide staff for a new operations centre for South Australia's emergency aerial fleet, which will be built near Adelaide Airport. 5 full-time Indigenous employees will be hired.
As we've grown over the past 4 years, the opportunity to move to South Australia or expand to South Australia is really exciting because we're able to sort of shed that or expand that influence that we've had about creating pathways into aviation for mob.
The base will hold modern fleets of fixed wings and rotary wings aircraft, providing a fast and efficient emergency response across the state.
An operations centre is part of that safety mechanism, so you've got a key enabler to safe aviation operations with these staff. So their role is critical in all of this, and it is also with safety and investment. So you can't have safe aviation operations unless you're prepared to invest.
This will be the site for the new Emergency Response Operations Centre, where First Nations employees will get the chance to work in logistical support, emergency services and training opportunities in aviation.
I want young brothers and sisters who start in this role to potentially end up as pilots, as engineers, as medics or doctors or air traffic controllers or fireys. They can do anything.
Hiring for the new positions is set to commence in the new year. The Operations Centre is expected to go live in November 2026. Marcella Sinalunga, NITV News.
South Australian Aboriginal Affairs Minister Khayyam Maher says it will be a long process towards treaty in the state, but his government is committed to ensuring it gets done. Mr. Maher has reaffirmed his commitment to a truth-telling and treaty-making process during the annual address of South Australia's First Nations Voice. SA Voice representatives say while it has already helped shape several laws, stronger accountability and deeper engagement with communities is still needed across the state. They're also calling for clearer pathways for communities to influence policy early.
The landscape has changed a lot over the last decade in Australia, and of course, yeah, in other places around the world, provinces of Canada, we have seen, in some cases, decades-long steps towards treaty. So we know restarting treaty processes in South Australia won't be quick, and certainly won't be easy. But we are committed to doing that.
Maranungu hip-hop artist Young Miller has been named this year's Young Achiever at the Northern Territory Performing Arts Awards. He received the award at a ceremony in Katherine for his impact on music and his work mentoring young people across the Northern Territory. He says connecting with kids across remote communities keeps him grounded through his on-country workshops, performances and school visits.
The place where I'm from, there's not too many people who get opportunities like this. And, you know, to be a part of this is truly a blessing. And, you know, I'm just here collecting it. It's not just me that I've won this award. It's a big team behind me. It's my community, my people, you know, the people that I love. But, yeah, I'll go by the name of Young Miller. And thank you so much.
Ayuwara and Anmanjara artist Charmaine Pula has opened her new solo exhibition in Sydney titled Continuing a Legacy. The daughter and granddaughter of celebrated contemporary artists Barbara Weir and Minnie Pula, Charmaine is using her art to carry forward the cultural knowledge handed down through her family.
These are the young girls with the Kulman ready for the bathing.
A sacred story passed down through generations.
I found this story really beautiful. This is the last story my mum gave me before she passed away. The fire and all the women up top.
For artist Charmaine Pula, each painting carries important cultural knowledge.
Every piece is a story either from my mum or my nanas. They've shared our dreamings with me, the true meanings of our dreamings. So it's really exciting to get it across to Lennon.
These artworks are part of Charmaine's solo exhibition called Continuing a Legacy, honouring the matriarchs in her family.
It's inspired by continuing the story of my nana and my mum, who were also well-known artists, and keeping it alive in my family so I can pass on to my children.
Her vibrant art style is inspired by her late grandma and internationally acclaimed artist Minnie Pula, an important figure in the world of contemporary art.
I was just really blown away by my nana's work. You know, she was an old lady who hadn't really painted before, and then she just came out with all these amazing pieces that really stood out.
Charmaine's passion for painting was sparked by her late mother and celebrated artist Barbara Weir.
When I'd watch my mum create something magical on a blank canvas, I never thought I'd ever be able to do that. Just see, you know, from nothing to become something so beautiful, and it would really inspire me.
Moa, will you? This is the Sandhills.
In the 2 years since her mother's passing, Charmaine found strength and healing through her art.
And Moa, will you paintings? At first it was really hard to paint after my mum passed away, because we'd always painted together.
The result, a powerful body of work that honours an enduring artistic legacy.
I feel like I'm also keeping their memories alive as well, like my past family. They were all very important to me and shaped me to who I am and encouraged my art, and it feels really good.
This is what you got to continue, you and your sisters.
Carrying forward memory, story and culture. Emma Kellaway, NITV News.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.